From the Panhandle to the Piney Woods, Big Bend to Big Spring, it's the Texas Standard for Tuesday, May 25th. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. There are just days left now in the 87th Texas legislative session. We're seeing lawmakers scramble to get bills to the governor's desk. Among those getting close is one that would affect polling locations in the state's largest counties. We'll have more on that a little later in the show. It's one way how what goes on at the Texas Capitol building directly impacts Texas voters. Another is redistricting, using the new census numbers that come out every 10 years to redraw election boundaries. Texas gained two U.S. House seats in the latest count, and Texas lawmakers will come back to Austin for a special session this fall to figure out how to divvy up the representation. It's a process that's caught the attention of a name that ought to sound familiar, Eric Holder. He's the former Obama White House Attorney General, the first Black person to serve in that role, and he used his position to talk about racism. He was also the first sitting AG to be held in contempt of Congress. That was over the investigation of a failed sting operation called Fast and Furious that allowed thousands of weapons to end up in the hands of Mexican drug cartel members. He was later cleared of the contempt allegation. These days, Holder is the chairman of a group called the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. Chairman Holder, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you.
What about redistricting in general captured your attention? Why lead this group?
Well, I tell you, when we looked at what happened in the last redistricting cycle back in 2011, I mean, we redistrict every 10 years, we saw how Republicans gerrymandered in 2011 and the impact that it had over the course of this whole decade, and made the determination that Democrats needed to be more focused on the process than we were a decade ago. I mean, if you look at what happened a decade ago, Princeton University did a study and said that the Republican gerrymandering of 2011 was the worst of the last half century. So, I mean, we've had gerrymandering by both parties, to be fair, almost as long as we've been a republic. But what they did in the redistricting in 2011 and the power that they have gotten from that process has been something that we thought we needed to confront and try to make sure that this time we have a fair process, not one that gerrymanders for Democrats or Republicans, just a process that will be fair.
Well, let's talk about Texas here in particular, a state that has some history with legal and political pushback to its maps. What have you seen here?
Well, you know, as you said, Census Bureau last month announced there's a lot of population growth in Texas. You're going to have 38 congressional members, an increase of two seats. If you look at, you know, who's driving the population growth, these two new seats should, at the very least, be competitive, at a minimum, be competitive for Democrats. But I think we have seen, you know, Republicans not really caring about fairness. They care about the acquisition and the retention of power. And the legislature is continuing to push forward on a package of anti-voter provisions, which is, I think, a preview of what they're going to try to do during the redistricting process. You know, over the past decade, the legislature has forced Texans to vote in really some of the most gerrymandered districts in the country. And on top of that, the legislature, I guess, continually finds, you know, new ways, new obstacles to put in place that make it harder for people to cast a ballot. And the combination of that voter suppression with gerrymandering is something that is unbelievably anti-democratic and inconsistent with who we say we are, you know, as a nation. What they're trying to do is decide who should have the opportunity to vote. And then with gerrymandering, they're trying to make it so that politicians are picking their voters as opposed to citizens choosing who their representatives should be.
Well, let's talk a little about that. You know, the Texas legislature in session right now, lawmakers have made some changes to how Texans can vote. Supporters say addressing voter security. But what's your view of laws like those here in Texas that we're seeing, as you mentioned, in a few different places across the country?
Well, I mean, you know, these new bills that they're passing, I guess HB 6, SB 7, they're built off the lie that, you know, the Trump campaign spread about last year's election and that led to, you know, the insurrection on January the 6th in Washington, D.C. I mean, Republicans are pushing these bills under the, you know, this false pretext that our elections are somehow not safe or not secure. This is nonsense. Full stop. And we've seen in Texas, unfortunately, you know, just one example, you know, your attorney general, Ken Paxton, I saw a study that said he spent, you know, 22,000 staff hours to come up with voter fraud, found no widespread voter fraud or any proof that would justify this crackdown, you know, on voting rights. You know, found, I guess, 16 cases involving people filling out, you know, the wrong addresses. And so, you know, there is this quest for finding fraud that doesn't exist and then using that non-existent fraud as the basis to restrict who will have the ability to cast a ballot.
In your role as Attorney General and your role now leading this redistricting committee, is there anything that you have seen or pattern that you think maybe the majority of voters don't see? Is there something about this that kind of keeps you up at night?
Yeah, I think the thing that is not in voters' mind, and I really try to make sure that people understand, is the direct connection between gerrymandering, which sounds kind of like an amorphous, you know, arcane kind of thing, redistricting. There's a direct connection between redistricting and gerrymandering and the issues that people really do care about. I mean, if you care about a woman's right to choose, if you care about healthcare, the expansion of Medicaid, for instance, if you care about criminal justice reform, if you care about voter suppression, if you care about climate, all those things are directly connected to who serves in Congress. And importantly, people need to focus who serves on in your state legislature. We're seeing these anti-choice bills being passed, you know, one just, I guess, in Texas, that you're getting close to, you know, overturning Roe versus Wade. It's not something supported by the majority of the people in this country, but it is supported by these gerrymandered legislatures. And so things like a woman's right to choose is really at stake when it comes to the redistricting process. Will be negatively impacted if gerrymandering, either racial or partisan, is allowed to happen. In addition to that, you know, expanding Medicaid to cover people so that they can have access to health care insurance. These are fundamental things that are negatively impacted by Republican gerrymandering.
There are certainly plenty of historical examples of limiting voter access. How do you think, you know, looking back, as we will someday, on 2020 and 2021, how has this been different, or has it been different?
I think it has been more widespread. And frankly, I think Republicans have been just more upfront about what it is they are trying to do. But this is just, you know, the newest iteration of what I think has been, you know, a decade-long crusade to restrict who has access to the ballot. And it overwhelmingly impacts in Texas, you know, Latinos and communities of color. So, you know, they have a more tenuous hold on the majority in the state. But instead of changing their policies to appeal to what is a clearly changing electorate in Texas, you know, they're doubling down in the voter suppression, manipulating the political system. You know, we've seen in Arizona and other places where state Republican state officials have said straight up, we just don't think that, you know, we want to decide who should vote. I guess the quote was, we shouldn't focus on the number of people who vote, but on the quality of the people who vote. When you start to go there, that's a very dangerous thing. And again, inconsistent with the notion in America that everybody has the right to decide the direction of the nation.
You know, we've been sort of talking about two things here, about voting access, voters, you know, having the right to vote and the ease and the ability to make that vote, and then redistricting. And I was going to ask you kind of, you know, to romantically sort of look back on the first time you've voted, but the point you've made there is really important, is it's both sides, and it's this, yeah. It's this very uninteresting to a lot of people, the idea, yep, of the wonky of the drawing of the map, because it affects who you're even able to vote for, which then affects how your vote is counted in the long run and that sort of thing.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, and it's not a coincidence that you see the greatest amount of voter suppression where you see the greatest amount of gerrymandering. What happens is that you put in place these Republican gerrymanders, and then that power is used to suppress the vote and to ensure that Republicans, again, through the acquisition of gerrymandered power, hold on to that power in spite of what the people in a particular state want. And we've seen this, you know, not only in Texas, but in Wisconsin, Ohio, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, you know, all around the country. This is not something that is happening in Texas in a unique way. This is part of a national Republican effort, again, to hold on to power. They understand The demographics are changing. The political, political ideology of the nation is changing. And instead of trying to meet the people where they are, what they've made the decision to do is to try to hold on to power by any means necessary. And what they're doing really puts our democracy at risk. Now, I don't want to be an alarmist. I don't want to scare people unnecessarily, but we should be energized, galvanized, motivated to fight those efforts. Not only voter suppression, but gerrymandering as well.
Eric Holder is the current chairman of an organization called the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. He served as Attorney General in the Obama administration. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.